Welcome back. We got AK in the house in Natchez, Mississippi.
Andy Money is here in Mississippi. Minis on the mini tour.
We got a guest speaker in his house. We got Beata.
Her full name is Brittany
Yada.
Yada. She has been at every stage in the golf career. She has been at the Cactus Tour, the Mini Tours, the WAPT, the Symetra, and she's even made it on the LPGA. So we are here in Natchez. I don't even know if I'm saying that right.
Natchez.
We keep Natchez. Saying it, but we had a two-week little swing in Beaumont, Texas, and now we're here. And we are going to pick the brains
of Beata.
Of Beata.
Oh, man.
Oh, man.
No, sugar.
Are you ready, sugar?
Is everyone ready?
Yeah, I think everyone is locked and loaded.
Locked prepared. And loaded. So, first off, we always tell everyone how our weeks kind of went. Last week, Beaumont, Texas. We've been to Beaumont, our very first podcast, everyone.
Was in Beaumont, California.
Oh, yes, ma'am. It was right after.
We stayed with you?
Yes. Yeah. And we even gave you a shout out for the Maui chips.
Yes. I remember.
So, yeah, we were in a different Beaumont. Happens to be in the Lone Star State. And the saying, everything is bigger in Texas.
Their blueberries were huge.
Pretty true.
Their
blueberries were like this big.
They were huge.
But they tasted so good.
They weren't that big in Mississippi.
No.
They were still pretty
Mississippi's got small, shriveled up, moldy berries.
Those were raspberries. These were blueberries.
Still doesn't matter. Nothing good happens in Mississippi.
Not lately.
So, yeah, we were in Beaumont, Texas this previous week, playing in the Babe Zaharas Open. Which I wish I would have went to the museum, but I was very naive and I had no idea who she was. And kind of realized and figured out she is one heck of an athlete, guys.
Golfer, like, woman, person.
Olympian.
I
don't know in what, though.
I can't remember. I'm going to look that up right now.
I didn't know she was an Olympian.
Mm-hmm.
Cool. What year?
Long time
like in
ago.
The 50s?
No idea.
Wow, that's super cool.
Yeah, she was. So her name was Mildred Ella Babe Dickerson Zaharas.
What a name.
She was an American athlete who excelled in golf, basketball, baseball, and track and field. She won 2 gold medals in track and field in the 1932 Summer Olympics.
Wow.
Before turning professional golf and winning 10 LPGA major championships.
What a legend.
That's an athlete.
That is an athlete.
I don't know what's an athlete, but I know she is.
Yeah.
That would fall under athlete.
Yeah.
A for capital A.
Top athlete, if I may say. She does have a book. It's called This Life I've Led. It's her autobiography, so I think I'm going to probably be reading that.
Noted. You can't read an autobiography, but later on a side book.
I'm still going to read it.
Yeah,
for
sure.
Regardless.
Oh, for your 75 hard?
Nope. Just in general. I just want to learn about her.
Heck yeah.
You can't read one for your
No, we can't do audiobooks. We have to read.
No. Autobiography.
Autobiography. Got it.
So like, it could be a self-help book.
Yeah.
I don't know. It's titled The Life I've Led, so maybe she can lead me.
That's gotta be fine for you.
Yeah, she Definitely. Thought I said audiobook.
Yeah, my bad.
Oh.
We're all good. We're all good in the hood. We're all good in Natchez.
Natchez.
I like
Natchez.
Natchez.
It's right, like how it's supposed to be said.
It's like
Natchez.
Natchez, pretty much. But back to Beaumont, it was a very, I liked the course layout. It was very wide open. The greens, that was like my favorite part of the whole course was
those are pretty pure.
The greens, there was very good. It seemed at the beginning of the week I was a little iffy. I was like, these greens are okay. Yeah. And man, the grounds crew, like,
they kind of rolled them every day.
Made them so they rolled Like, if you missed a putt, it was just because you missed the putt.
Yeah,
like,
not because...
It wasn't because of any bumps or...
No.
Yeah.
Divots. They were very well manicured.
Smooth as butter.
And then I had the course layout. It was fun. It was me and AK's first tournament since starting. Oh, nope. I lied. Because you played at Symmetra's event.
Yeah.
Sorry.
I played in one other... golf tournament.
Yeah. Well, it was hard. My first tournament since starting for sure. 75 hard. So that was different. You know, a question mark in itself. I didn't really know what to expect.
Yeah.
Out of my body, my different body.
Yeah.
And the weather was a huge question mark. We were pretty close to the Gulf, so that hurricane, what was it? Sally? Was it Sally?
I think it was Sally. It was
okay.
Sally. Yeah.
Hurricane Sally was kind of
heading
our way, slash missed us, but we kind of got that one storm on our practice round.
Yeah.
But other than that, the weather was very, very good.
So good. Not too hot.
No. Not the first day. First day was pretty.
Yeah. That's true. That's true.
Pretty hot.
Very true. And then the other 2 days, they got windier.
At least the course was flat, though. It was easy to walk.
Yeah.
Yeah. For sure.
Minus some little dips.
Not like the other Beaumont.
Yeah.
Did you have to push cart?
Go ahead.
What? How'd I do in Beaumont?
No, I was just saying,
I pushed the first day, and then I carried the second day because I thought it would be easier. But I was...
Wrong?
It kicked my ass both days. Yeah. So I don't know which one was easier.
Oh, wow.
What did you guys think of Beaumont Country Club?
I liked the course a lot. Didn't play great, but I felt like... It was a good test of golf on every single hole. Had a lot of good character.
I feel like the greens were set up in a way where if you hit a good drive, like, you could be aggressive at some shots. But if you don't pull off the shot, like, you're screwed.
Yeah, the bunkers.
There were some tough up and downs at that golf course, I thought.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, that rough.
Mm-hmm.
Can't miss them in the long spots.
Both weeks, though, I like... would miss the fairway by, like, a foot, and I couldn't see my ball.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah, the Bermuda grass out here is... the Bermuda rough out here
is rough.
Pretty brutal.
You
it
can
sits
have some,
down pretty low.
Yeah, you can have some really good lies, you can get lucky, or you could have, like, just skid it out.
I know, like, sandwich.
Make contact. Make contact.
Yeah. So... I got the pleasure of playing with Beata the first 2 days in Beaumont.
Yeah, she did.
We had a good time. She played solid. There was a lot of good banter. We laughed. No crying. I heard Yada say her famous line, which we are not going to say it for this podcast. But if you know Beata and you've ever heard her say it, you know. If you know, you know. Her life mantra. So, I mean, I had a good week because I had a good group. It was fun. I mean, I was hitting it all over God's green earth, but I feel like I had a pretty good attitude about just kind of scrambling. And
I feel like you putted well.
Yeah, I did putt really well.
Putting
totally night and day difference from last week to this week, but yeah. I putted well, and I scrambled well, and I didn't let, like, a really bad errant shot, like, get to me, like, really bad, so.
Nice.
I definitely feel like your pairing has a lot to do with how you play.
Yes.
Yeah,
for as sure. much as you should be able to not let that affect you.
I know.
It does. It does.
Yeah, you can't control it.
Yeah.
It's frustrating.
Like, I feel like every time I'm, like, super happy about the people I play with.
You play better.
I play better.
Yeah. It's a mindset.
Like, I love playing with you. Like, even on Symmetra, when I get paired with the Coleman twins, I love that.
Never played with
them. They're so chill.
Oh my gosh, they're so odd. Like,
yeah.
And in between, shout out to the Coleman twins if you're out there listening. Here you are.
Good luck this week in Florida.
Yeah.
Florida.
But anyways, like, I like people who talk in between shots. And don't talk about golf. Like,
anything but golf.
Anything but golf. I appreciate that. When it's like, you're out there grinding and it's like, oh, blah, blah, blah. Or you just start talking about golf. I'm like, no.
I know. Well, you're really actually playing golf for like 25 minutes.
total of every shot?
Out of 5 hours.
Wow.
I know. Walking.
Isn't that weird?
That is weird to think about that. I never knew that.
Well, think about it. Process, like, you know, your routine and everything, and then in the shot, takes about 30 seconds.
Yeah, I get that. Just never thought of it like
that. So weird.
You make me think,
Yada. I love to make people think.
You have made us think a lot this past week. Good and thoughts. In a good way.
Good thoughts.
Yes, good way.
She's my new mental coach. I've admitted it. I mean, we can.
No, I don't want to.
That's good.
So, are we good with Beaumont?
Yeah, we're good with Beaumont.
All right.
It was fun. And then we had a great road trip to Mississippi.
Oh,
yeah. Me and D-Money and Biata have never been to Mississippi.
Biata, on the other hand, had some... Have a good road trip. She had... Apparently, we passed her.
We
on the way to...
Natchez.
And, you want to talk about your experience?
Well, they passed me because I was at a gas station for, like, 2 hours with a flat tire. So fun.
Not.
Rental car, too, so it's even more difficult to deal with that.
In the middle of nowhere, Louisiana.
And I was tired, and I was not hungry.
Scared.
You were not... Yada, are you even scared of anything? What? Actually, good question. Yada. Be Yada. What are you
scared of? I mean,
what are you scared of?
It didn't seem like it was the safest gas station.
You could have told us. We would have came by and kept you company.
We were probably stuffing our food with that good Kohl's barbecue.
Yeah, that was good barbecue food.
It was fine.
Yeah. Well, anyways.
But it's fixed.
After that, it got better.
It did get better for Yada. So then we made our way.
Best roommates.
Aww. You got the minis. What up?
Minis as roommates.
Minis. Mini roommates.
Mini roommates?
Mini roommates.
And we gave Yada her own bed because she needs space. She has to sleep horizontally.
Because
she's so tall.
That's long.
Can you reach the bottom of
you
the
could
bed?
You could fit me, Audra, and another Audra on our bed, and we still have enough room.
No, I want my space. Because I feel like I, like, grabbed you or touched you twice, and I'm like, oh, fuck.
Move over. No, you're fine. I didn't wake up.
That's good. But.
You sleep like a mummy.
I get to my side.
You sleep on your back like this.
Oh, scary.
I get to my side, and then I have to lay on my back. That's where I get fully comfortable. I don't know.
I woke just, up in the middle of the
was
night.
Really like a corpse.
Was I like that?
She's laying like this.
Was I really?
On your back with your head on the pillow with your arms kind of crossed looking like a freaking mummy. I wanted to take a picture, but I was like, no,
please
I'm not
going
to. Okay, if I wake up tonight and I look over and you're doing it, I will.
And I'm the mummy?
But I kind of, like, chuckled and then rolled over and went to bed.
Oh, man.
And then I can't see Yada because she builds, like, a pillow
fort. Yeah. It's like Princess Bride over there or something.
I think I'm cozy in my little cove.
Your little cocoon.
Yeah. I love it. So, yeah, we're in Mississippi, and I'm not going to lie, guys, like, when we rolled in, I just did not have good vibes about this place.
Really?
No.
Felt like it was eerie.
I was like, it's eerie, it's like haunted.
Yeah.
Like, it's a cool town.
The hotel or the town?
Everything.
Everything. Like, okay. Once we were, so when we were on Louisiana side, like, passing over the bridge, I was like, this feels weird. Not even kidding. We literally were in the car, like, rolling up to the hotel.
Dark.
And I just, like...
It was dark, though, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, but still, I don't know.
We haven't had any witchcraft.
Not...
At all here.
Not yet.
Not yet.
Knock on
We're
down.
Gone
Except
in, like,
our,
47 hours.
Our second-to-top drawer keeps opening up.
See, that's the ghost that lives in here,
Yeah,
you know?
But... Yeah, so we made it here. It's a really cool... It's right on the Mississippi River.
It's awesome.
A lot of historical places and landmarks. So there's a lot of, like, really cool churches, like Baptist. I think one of like the first Baptist church in Mississippi is here, along with that musical theater hall that unfortunately burnt down, and that like made press all over the United States. A lot of like history with African American culture and music here.
Yeah.
There's a huge hall.
Yep. And the first new newspaper print.
Along with the official Bank of Mississippi was here.
Yep.
And got dissolved, so it doesn't exist anymore, which is kind of sad. But it like originated here. There's a lot of really cool antique shops, boutiques. It's a lot.
Cute coffee shop.
Yeah, very historic like part. Even on our walks and like exploring, there's a lot of really cool like historic houses that people live in.
Yeah,
I feel like I would never do that, but it'd be like really cool to like look inside those homes. A lot of them are very old.
Yeah.
There's some really cool restored ones.
Yeah.
And then there's some that are just really like so run down and they could look really pretty, but there's just no
too much upkeep.
Yeah, and not enough care into it. But yeah, our tournament unfortunately got cut down to a 36 hole tournament. I'm not sure if it was landfall from the hurricane that did come in, the other one that came in, but we got a lot of rain.
We got pummeled.
6 inches within like 12 hours.
Overnight, yeah.
Yeah.
But the first 2 days we were super lucky.
Yeah, it was supposed to storm.
We just got drizzle here and there. Mm-hmm. But the weather couldn't have been any better for those first 2 days.
Yeah.
Even the pro-am, because the pro-am was supposed to be, like...
rained out.
I thought pouring. We weren't going to play any of the 3 days.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then we got to play all week up until today. But even then, the groundskeeping crew, even at here, did a really good job. And not only was it a country club like Beaumont was last week, but I played in the shootout. And I played with a member.
You both played in the shootout.
Yeah. Biata won!
Biata and AK4SEV played. I was, I can't even remember. I think I was by myself.
Did you come back here?
Yeah, I practiced while you guys were out, and then I came home.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, because AK made that putt, and then she's like, can I get a ride?
Can I get a ride after this? But my the member told me that, like, not only is the country club letting us play and practice here, but they're not going to let any members out before us and after the tournament days, practice round days. We pretty much have the whole course to ourselves.
I wonder if members are upset about that.
No, they were all supportive of it.
Yeah.
Because they've had the APT here for a few years, and they were totally on board to having the women on board.
That was one thing in Beaumont that pissed me off. Excuse my language, but, like, we were still competing, and, like, there were groups of guys going off, and they were blaring their music.
Not really paying attention.
Which it shouldn't, like, bother you as much, but it's like, you're having a women, like, a professional event out there. Like,
common courtesy.
We have 4 holes left. Like, can't you wait?
An hour.
But they were, like, really antsy to get out there and
play our pins.
Yeah, so
pin seekers.
Yeah, the course was interesting to say the least. There were a lot of tricky tee shots. There were a lot of tricky approach shots. The greens from last week to this week, visually for me, were tough to look at.
Yeah.
I mean, they were just, you know, different.
I thought this week was a lot more difficult.
Yeah. It was hard to read putts.
Yeah.
In terms of, well, just intimidating tee shots for sure.
Yeah, for sure. What hole? 13?
13? Nope.
No, 12.
12 and 14, especially.
Yeah.
14, I hit especially. The tree and I barely made it to the fairway.
Oh.
When they put it back.
Oh.
And the wind was blowing so hard left 14. To right. I was like, oh man, I don't know if I can play this far enough over. Didn't. It's all right. It was for me, it was a very big learning week. So, one, I didn't realize until Audra, like, actually listened to the full podcast of 75 Hard, but the guy who created it said that, like, day 50 through 60 is kind of, like, the toughest part because your body is going and going so much mm-hmm. that it's, like, at that kind of...
Threshold of,
like, man, like, we've gone so far, but it's also, like, how much further can my body go?
Like, you're tired.
Yes. Yeah. Like, very exhausted.
You're always
I mean,
sore.
You're pushing your body to extreme limits to start with.
Right.
That, you know, at some point, it's going to want to, like, give up.
Yeah.
So, knowing, and I'm not trying to, like, make any excuses, but now that that fact was, yeah. like, brought to light, yeah. it's like, okay, like, it was a tough yeah. week. And it's not just for me, but, like,
for everyone.
You kind of felt it too, right?
Yeah.
Just, like, really tired and exhausted.
Yeah.
And, you know, everyone that does go through the 75 Hard program, like, feels kind of the same thing.
Yeah. I think through 75 Hard, like, what I learned in the podcast, too, earlier is, like, if you're not, say, you started it, like, at week one, you see changes, and then you get to now... you don't really see many changes, then you're not going each and every day with full intent of fulfillment of what your goals are. And during 75 Hard. So, like, everything had a purpose.
Yeah.
So, if you're not sore, then you're not really pushing yourself
yeah.
to your limits of getting to where you want to be at the end of 75 Hard. So.
Yeah. And it's all, I mean, this is the first time that we did it. So,
traveling.
I have no idea how to, like... expect and react
for
and
sure.
manage
that's
things.
What you, yeah.
It's a huge learning, like,
yeah.
like
yeah.
life. Everything's gotta, like a huge learning process.
You can always learn.
Right.
So.
And we got Biata to do some body by trainer workouts with
oh,
us.
Oh, heck yeah.
And
it was fun to have another clam
yeah.
slash professional yeah, golfer doing it with us.
That was so much
it was fun.
Yeah, it was fun.
I'm going to miss
makes
you.
It makes it easier.
Yeah.
When you do it with
you.
Friends?
Yeah.
Yeah. Like,
it's
alone
a huge
is fun.
Game changer.
Like, Megan makes them fun enough to do it, but it's like, we're all doing it together. There's,
right,
like, a
right.
bigger purpose
yeah.
and goal in doing it.
Right, right.
It's a clam group.
Yeah. So, yeah, big learning week. And then, you know, with the struggles, we got to pick Biata's brain on, like, how she thinks about things on the course. And, you know, it's nice to have somebody to, like, rebound ideas and
brainstorm.
Thoughts off of and just hear, like, how
they go about.
Different
yeah
people think about different processes because
yeah.
it could, like, it could help you
right.
or you could be like, ah, that's just not really my thing
right.
but, you know, she's been there
yeah.
at different levels that I feel like I look up to you enough that I'm going to trust, yeah,
your,
heart. I'm going to trust, like, what you...
Your opinion.
You know, your opinion and, like, your thought process, because obviously it's taking you to higher levels, so...
Yeah.
I mean, sure. it's worked
it's,
before.
Yeah.
So...
It can happen again.
And it's also different, too, because, like, you know, when you're at your best, like, AK is at her best, like, I pick her brain. I'm like, okay,
right.
how are you feeling? Like... what's working for you? Like, what do you think is helping you get to this level?
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, vice versa. It's just like, okay, what are you thinking?
Yeah.
Yeah.
How
do
you
not
feel? Because, you know, we all strive and, like, want to get to that point.
But how do we get there? We ask
questions. We all do, though.
Yeah.
You've been there at
yeah.
one point. Like,
yeah.
I've been there. You have been there multiple times. So, obviously, you have more experience and, you know, stuff behind you
yeah.
helping you get there. But, you know, we're not out here as scrubs. Like, we've
all been there in certain places. Some
yep.
have been farther. Some are just starting. But we all have each other.
Yeah.
In the end. To get through it.
That's
preach.
Yep.
Good weeks, bad weeks.
Yep.
Yeah, and that's the thing is they're
it's
gonna
golf.
Happen. It's
yeah.
golf. Golf is the greatest game ever because it's literally like life.
Yep.
Yeah.
You know, I don't think I mean, every sport you can relate to life, but I feel like golf, you go through so many emotions out on the golf course.
And
you go through so many in your career. It's like the, you know, when good is good, it's great.
When bad is
bad, it's terrible.
Yeah.
And it's, you know, one of my favorite quotes is from the movie Bleed for This, and it's actually a real story, and it was about the Tasmanian Devil, who's a boxer. And he got into this horrific, like, car accident, and he severed a couple of his vertebrae in his neck. So they were like, you need to get it fused. And he was like, no, when am I going to box again? Like, he's so determined to do it. Mm-hmm. And, like, through the process, it was really tough because he got the halo done. And he was talking to his trainer, and he goes, you know what scares me is how easy it is to quit. And I think that's, like, that hit, like, home, because a lot of times when tough does get pretty hard, like, the easiest option is to
give up,
throw in the towel.
Yeah.
And on the course, any, like, the next hole or the next shot, like, anything can change.
Yep.
Anything as long as your mindset isn't the
negative,
you know, like the throwing in the towel. It's more like, okay, hit a bad shot, it's not over. Or like, you know, I wish I would have had Yada out on the course with me when I was struggling a little bit. But like, you know, think of simple things instead of the more complex technical. Like, that's the worst. That's a cardinal sin on golf. Right. And you know, even I know that, but it just happens.
Yeah.
You can't help it sometimes.
No.
Yeah. Like, when you're really working on something, it's...
It's hard not to think.
Sad, yeah.
Yeah.
As someone said, KISS, keep it simple, stupid. A lot easier said than done in the game of golf, but...
It can happen.
Positives out of this week. Everyone say one.
We bonded!
I was going to say, that's probably mine.
Bonding, for sure. Having a different perspective on golf when I play next.
Yep.
And I'm almost at 130. Oh, under 140 in my pounds.
For weight, yeah.
For weight, yeah.
Heck yeah. That's a huge accomplishment. I mean, I would say the same thing. I feel like golf was not great, but I wouldn't trade, like, the...
workout
camaraderie
slash.
And the time that we've had off the course, like, together,
for sure,
has like made up for all the terrible
heartaches
tears. And the battles.
Yeah, after every round, like the first two rounds, I was like, man, I'm gonna feel so much better after I work out. And I did. I felt like a whole new person.
Yeah,
I was like, cool. Move on. Tomorrow is a new day to crush it on the golf course.
Yeah.
Unfortunately, it didn't happen this week, but it's not over. Because I still got next time. So, I mean, it's good. It's positive. Can't wait to get back out there.
Nice, AK.
Yeah.
I like it.
Preach.
Good mindset.
Mindset is key. Hashtag 1 million.
What about you, Beata?
Yeah, what's...
What was your positive?
Besides bonding. Roommates,
yeah, you can't...
Oh.
Beata had had a solid week. I wish she would have had the next 2 days.
Yes.
It was good to finally be in contention.
Yep.
Again.
Because I feel like I've been like around.
You've been
I haven't really been like close.
Yeah.
You know?
You haven't reached over the hump yet.
Yeah, not for a few months, and it's kind of frustrating, but. And when, I, like, finally felt like I kind of, like,
was we're on to something.
Getting there.
Yeah, for sure.
And then Mother Nature has other plans. Thank you.
She made it rain. She made it rain.
Well, it went from, like, flash floods to a hurricane warning to a tornado warning. And tornado then all three of them, I'm like, oh, sugar. Okay. This is a new one for me. But we made it out safe and sound.
We did, but no golf.
No golf. And on October 1st is Beata's birthday.
Thursday.
A week from today. and we got her a few little goodies. Connor, you got a new tree leaf scent that I'm sharing with you.
Also, I turned her on to, instead of a strawberry limeade drink from Sonic, the strawberry limeade slush.
Game changer.
Game changer. Got You're her welcome.
A brain freeze, though, at the end.
I was hurting in that car for a couple minutes.
Over the Mississippi Bridge.
And then tomorrow she gets to try her sweet cream nitro cold brew.
Yes.
On her drive to Houston.
Hobby. Houston. Wobby.
Don't let me forget it.
I won't.
We won't.
Okay. Oh my God.
That's us.
Pitch poke Omia La Roques. Limoncello, please.
Yeah, limoncello. That's the spot.
New favorite. That was the flavor of the week.
Oh my gosh.
Amazing.
I'm so glad I introduced you to that. But yeah, I'm so glad we had Biata on our podcast tonight.
It was fun.
I'm glad you enjoyed our company as much as we enjoyed your company this week.
I did.
And I can't wait for many more opportunities to hang with you on and off the golf course. We need to get boba too.
Thank you. I love boba.
Me too.
Oh man, I bet you boba has so many carbs in it though.
I don't disagree.
After October 12th, I'm gonna have a boba. I want my favorite flavor.
Oh, by the way, I know we've talked about it, but me and AK are going strong from the last time you guys heard us, about 75 strong. We are on day 60 today, and we have 14 days left tomorrow.
75 hard.
They are
first
impressive,
75 hard.
Impressive two people.
Hey. We're a force to be reckoned with.
We are.
That's what I'm saying.
So before we go.
Wait, what's your favorite flavor, man?
My favorite flavor?
I like the just the taro.
Good choice. That's mine.
I love taro, yeah. But sometimes I just get the milk tea,
yeah,
too.
Yeah.
Which just is super OG. Yeah.
I don't like fruity flavors. They make me feel like I'm drinking kid medicine.
Never had
it? I've gotten, like,
strawberry.
I don't think I've ever had,
like, a
fruity one.
Honeydew. Honeydew is really good. Honeydew.
That is good.
I stick with the traditional, just, like, even green tea or, like, black tea or,
I do like my boba blended. Like,
yeah, I love the blended.
More than the liquid.
Yeah.
Man, I love sucking up those little balls.
My first time having boba...
Did you
I did not him? Like it. I was like, what just came
you
in my mouth?
Did you say that on your podcast, sucking balls?
Well, we
boba
are now.
Balls, so, I mean, that's
I mean, boba
very...
is balls.
Yeah. Tapioca balls.
And they just took me off guard. I was like, what?
You're like,
at first, I didn't like it. And then it grew on me.
Yeah.
So, now I don't care. But I don't like
Paige Lee is getting a shout out. She was my boba partner after golf tournaments.
Event.
We would always be like, boba. We need to go find boba. So we'd go to the mall and get the milk.
Boba.
What was the little place in the mall called? Like Milky Tea or
something?
Yeah.
I know which one you're talking about.
I can't remember.
Classic.
But, oh, man.
What
that's
were you gonna say?
I'm going to find boba.
Boba.
Boba. Oh.
Get your boba on.
Before we end this, I would like Biata to give our listeners a piece of advice or a piece of mind. Like, put onto the world something that is in your head.
What? Say what?
What can someone from our viewers take away?
From you.
You. 808.
Like for life?
Just anything,
yeah, anything
that comes
in general.
To mind.
You know, I don't know. I feel like life's so much better when you just go with the flow.
That was perfect.
Well said.
Just what it is.
I love it.
That was perfect.
Go with the flow.
That is
the fine line between caring and not caring. That's where you gotta be. All the time.
Go with the flow.
Man.
Preach.
Dang. So simple, yet so powerful.
She's my mental coach.
For real.
That was good. Well, thanks, guys, for joining us. And AK is out.
D-Money is out.
And
Biata is out.
And we are Minis on the Mini Tour. Peace.
Yep.